Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Israeli-Palestinian tensions grow. Israel's deployed hundreds of soldiers across the country to help police meet the threat of Palestinian stabbings and other attacks that have already killed at least seven Jews and spread fear throughout Israel. 31 Palestinians have also died in recent incidents. Wednesday's violence includes Israeli police killing a Palestinian who stabbed a 70-year-old woman outside Jerusalem's main bus station. Another Palestinian was killed when he tried to stab a policeman at the entrance to Jerusalem's Old City. The Israeli Security Cabinet has already given police permission to seal off Arab neighborhoods of Jerusalem, from which many of the attackers have come. U.S. and Russian defense officials have finished a third round of talks on rules for conduct in the air over Syria and are finalizing a memorandum of understanding that will establish basic safety rules and avoid inadvertent collisions. The U.S. Department of Defense says progress was made. The Russian Defense Ministry reported a convergence of positions on key provisions of the future document. Iran's powerful Guardian Council approved implementing the country's nuclear deal with a group of world powers. Iran's parliament had passed a bill approving the nuclear deal on Tuesday. The endorsement by the Guardian Council Wednesday means the bill is now passed into law. The U.S. Congress completed its own review period of the deal a month ago, with Democrats blocking a Republican effort to vote against it. President Barack Obama is sending U.S. military personnel to Cameroon to conduct airborne surveillance of Boko Haram militants. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the move is part of a regional effort to stop the spread of the Nigerian militant group and other extremists. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say at least 22 border police and 35 Taliban insurgents were killed in fierce fighting that erupted in southern Helmand province. The officials say about a dozen Afghan security personnel were wounded in the clashes. Doctors Without Borders says that an international commission was formed to investigate the deadly U.S. bombing of its hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan, earlier this month. They killed 22 people. The medical charity says a Swiss-based international humanitarian fact-finding commission was activated at the request of a state that it did not name. Vote counting from Guinea's presidential election is underway, but returns are coming in slowly. President Alpha Condé is running for a second term against seven challengers, including three former prime ministers. Chris Stein reports.
Guinea's National Independent Electoral Commission estimates voter turnout was about 75%, but so far the vote tallies have been slow to reach Conakry. A spokesman for the commission, Salifu Kebi, said Wednesday that they have received results from two neighborhoods in the capital and one of the country's 33 prefectures. The commission has already received results from 11 polling stations in Guinea's embassies abroad. Results from some of Guinea's more remote regions were expected to arrive by air. Guinea does not allow the transmission of results electronically. If there are no delays or problems at the collation centers, Kebi says he expects the commission to finish counting the votes on Friday. Chris Stein for VOA News, Conakry.
Burkina Faso's presidential and parliamentary elections, delayed by a failed coup, will take place on November 29th. The polls, seen as a major step in the impoverished West African country's road to democracy, were originally scheduled for October 11th, but had to be postponed after a short-lived revolt by elite troops loyal to deposed leader Blaise Compaoré. A British nurse treated for Ebola in January is critically ill following a resurgence of the virus. Pauline Kafriki is being treated at a London hospital. She was diagnosed with the virus in December after returning from Sierra Leone, where she worked for the charity Save the Children at an Ebola treatment center. Pope Francis offered a rare, if vague, apology for scandals involving the Roman Catholic Church after several high-profile gaffes that were linked to the church or its clergy. Speaking in Rome at the beginning of his weekly general audience Wednesday, Pope Francis said he asks forgiveness. He did not offer details on what scandals he meant. The Pope's comments drew applause, but also confusion about which scandals he was talking about. The Vatican's not addressed questions about what the Pope was referencing. The U.S. Justice Department is creating a new position to coordinate investigations into the growing number of domestic terrorism cases in the United States. The new official, as yet unnamed, will lead efforts to develop new strategies. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.